So the U.S. has been involved in some extended peace negotiations with the Taliban, and the U.S. government and U.S. forces are in the process of withdrawing. The latest numbers I saw from earlier this week suggested that there were 8,600 U.S. uniformed military personnel on the ground in Afghanistan, and that number is likely to continue to decrease. The Taliban, despite their increasing number of attacks and brutality, have been very careful as of late to not target U.S. forces in order to avoid a reversal in the U.S. withdrawal.
There was, speaking of the Taliban targeting U.S. troops, reporting recently that Russia had essentially engaged in some kind of payment program or bounty program to give the Taliban incentive to attack U.S. troops. Do you believe that's true?
I have not seen conclusive evidence that that is true. That said, there is an overwhelming degree of circumstantial evidence that suggests it is highly likely to have occurred. And the strategic logic also makes quite a bit of sense, right? It's an opportunity for the Russians very, very cheaply to impose massively asymmetric cost on the United States, which they are clearly in competition with. And indeed, this is precisely what the U.S. did during Operation Cyclone, a CIA-backed activity to impose cost on what was then the Soviet Union when they invaded Afghanistan in 1979 through 1989. So, yes, my gut reaction is that this is very likely to be true, even if I don't have 100% hard proof on that.
Is this likely to continue this idea? Now that everybody knows about this, the U.S. hasn't done a lot about it, if anything, in terms of adjusting Russia's attitude on this or letting Russia know what the U.S. thinks. Likely to continue, and if this is the case, would the Taliban essentially accept this, knowing now that the secret is out?
So I think it is likely to continue on the Russian side of things, right? Even with the cat being out of the bag, the impact to Russia in terms of, say, new sanctions or other types of reaction, an alternative reaction from the U.S. government has been quite minimal here. So for the Russians, this is effectual, and why not continue, even if they have been exposed to some degree? From the Taliban perspective, if they go back to a point where they are targeting U.S. troops to advance their own aims, why not take Russian payments to do so? That said, as I previously noted, at this particular moment, the Taliban is most interested in getting U.S. Military personnel out of Afghanistan so that they can continue to dominate and indeed expand their control over the country. And for the moment, that means exercising restraint in not targeting U.S. personnel and doing anything to risk the return of U.S. forces in force. So for the moment, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference if Russia says, I'm going to pay you X number of dollars for additional U.S. casualties you impose. It doesn't make strategic sense for the Taliban to continue. If something reverses and U.S. forces show up in force again for other reasons, I don't see any reason why the Taliban wouldn't want to go back to that arrangement.
All right. Is there anything you want to add that I haven't asked you that you think is important?
So I think this was pretty conclusive. The sort of my overall sense, unfortunately, to the extent it's valuable, is that things are going to continue to go downhill in Afghanistan. And as the U.S. continues to withdraw, we should see the Taliban continue to make inroads and challenge the government of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan, the formal government that the U.S. government recognizes to a greater and greater degree in more and more areas of the country. So the outlook is quite bleak on a whole host of levels. Thank you.
Dr. Barnett Coven, lead counterterrorism researcher with a START program at the University of Maryland. J.J. Green, WTOP News.